This is all things Mac. Apple's market share isn't growing, a new Apple product returns from the graveyard, and which cell phones will kill you the fastest. This and a cool new application on today's edition of All Things Mac. Today is Tuesday, June 6, 2006, and I'd like to send a special happy birthday to me. This is Jason Katz with The Imp. Research firm Gartner reports that in the first quarter of the year 2006, Apple went from a 2.2% market share to a mere 2.0. Now that may not seem like a lot to you, but let me put this in perspective. If the population of your state, say Florida, was predicted to vote for your political party, let's say Democrat, and let's just say that in reality you lost 0.2% of the votes you were expected, now the race is really close and you end up losing due to a recount. Now you just lost the presidency. That's a huge deal. So now you see that 0.2% is really a major loss. Apple released the iPod U2 Special Edition today. It is basically the same thing as the 30GB iPod Video, except it's in black and has a red click wheel. The iPod costs $30 more, however when you buy it, you get access to a 30-minute clip in which you can download to your iPod. This is basically the same thing that occurred last year with the U2 Colors in the 4th generation iPod. Health Be Told announced the top 10 cell phones that emit the most radiation. The study pointed out that Motorola-made phones emit the most radiation on the whole. Motorola held the top 8 spots on the list. The Palm 650 was number 9, and number 10 was Panasonic's Allure. The worst phone radiation-wise was the SLVR Sliver L6, which is 0.02 watts per kilogram away from not making the cut on the regulations set by the FCC. To make sure you won't become sterile because of your cell phone, head to www.healthbetold.com. I found a sweet new program from Omni Group, which is apparently a group that accomplishes many things. The program is basically different ways to find your mouse on screen. The program has 7 different ways to find your mouse. One is where it releases stars, another it puts a radar on the screen and beeps when the line searching thing finds your cursor. It also does other stuff such as give you the ability to draw on your screen and dim the whole screen except for a circle around your mouse so you can point stuff out. It's a fun program to play with and customize for free as a beta, and it could be helpful if you're in the teaching world and want to point something out to someone. To download the program yourself, go to www.omnigroup.com/applications/omnidazzle, which is spelled O-M-N-I-D-A-Z-Z-L-E. And that concludes today's edition of All Things Mac. You can email me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. I recently got an email from somebody basically asking me why Macs are better. I think that one reason is that they provide a great user interface that is fun to use. That is why you see people like me doing podcasts for Macs, something that there are very few of for Windows. If you want, check out my website, allthingsmac.podomatic.com. Today's fact is actually true. All Things Mac has been at the top 5 at podomatic.com for a few days. And yesterday, it topped out at the number 2 spot. Sweet. That reminds me to thank all the listeners who made that possible. Be sure to check out a special 30th anniversary celebration of All Things Mac, as next episode will be the 30th. This is Jason Katz reminding you to lock your doors and windows, as it is 6-6-06, and I ask you for a moment of silence to remember the tragic events that occurred on this day, something which is commonly called D-Day. Thank you.